On the show today, we have Clearview fellow president Barry and Ron Zelaski talking about their partnership with the Junior Achievement of Western Pennsylvania, providing students with real-world financial experiences. So check it out. Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have Clearview Federal Credit Union's very own Ron Zelaski. Ron, how are you, sir?
Doing great today, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for asking. Hey, awesome. You guys, I love stories like this because it just shows that credit unions really do care about their communities, care about the next generation of folks coming up the pipeline in our world, and you guys are doing just that. And you guys have partnered with Junior Achievement of Western Pennsylvania, and you're providing students with real-world financial experiences. So this is pretty cool. So can you give us kind of an overview of your partnership with them? How does it work? What is it? All that good stuff?
Sure. There are a couple components to it, Mike. And, you know, first and foremost, Clearview was looking to further strengthen our community involvement efforts, especially in the area of financial literacy and education. And Junior Achievement of Western Pennsylvania was a natural fit to maximize both our commitment to financial education as well as awareness and impact on the communities that we serve. Now, Junior Achievement BizTown, which is the other component.
I noticed that.
Which is really cool, right?
Yeah.
We're looking at having differing businesses in a mock town, and Clearview will be the primary financial institution for that all town. And the town's going to be composed of retailers, manufacturing companies, a grocery store, car dealerships, and all of these businesses are designed to offer middle and junior high school students an immersive experience in finance, business, and commerce. And it really brings awareness of Clearview in the community as a
No doubt.
It was very important to us, Mike, to get in on the ground level, for lack of a better term, and truly be that primary financial institution, beating out some of our banking competitors to get that prestigious position.
Good for you.
We're very proud of that.
Good for you. Yeah, and I think it's great for kids that age, obviously, to, hey, you know what? Credit unions are there for, you're positioning yourselves perfectly. That's why I like this so much. So wait, what prompted this partnership? I mean, obviously this opportunity came about, I'm assuming, and then he's like, hey, let's jump on this. Let's see if we can get in, like you said, on the ground floor.
Yes, given the, we have a very expansive field of membership, Mike. It's a 10-county community charter. And given the fact that we don't have a physical presence in all of those counties, it's very difficult for us to find opportunities that allow us to touch all of those counties and all of those areas because we don't have a physical presence there. And we were really looking for a better way to impact the whole Southwest Pennsylvania community footprint, and had this unique opportunity where Junior Achievement of Western Pennsylvania serves approximately 360 school districts.
Oh my gosh.
Most of those inside of our Southwest Pennsylvania community footprint. And we wanted to participate not only to support and be a sponsor of Junior Achievement, but also as the primary financial institution in Junior Achievement this time.
So, how often does this take place? Is this like does it happen once a year, twice a year, quarterly? When do the students get together? Or is it just an ongoing thing all the time? Because this BizTown, which sounds really awesome, it's like a 10,000 square foot mock business community, which is super impressive. So how does that work? How do you get the students in there and all that type of stuff?
At this time, we are in the build out process.
Okay.
The community partners have agreed to their spaces, if you will, and it should be built, I believe, by the fall of this year.
Oh, cool.
So if that happens, it will really get underway, and we'll have a better feel for what the experience is like.
Okay, that sounds good. So how does the simulated business community that offers these students the real-world experiences, how does it benefit your credit? And then ultimately, how does it benefit your members? How does it trickle down to them?
Well, we feel like you can't start too early in financial literacy.
True.
Believe BizTown will bring these students into there and learn real world experiences in a real life environment. We're excited about it because it's not only an opportunity to impact those students through education and real world experience, but also develop new relationships with those students, potentially their parents, as well as the other community organizations that are participating in BizTown.
So can you give me some examples of like some of these real world experience? I'm assuming there's going to be auto loans, mortgage lending, budgeting, all sorts of stuff.
There will be auto loans. As I said, there's a car dealership there,
hey.
Grocery store. There are a ton of businesses there as well. Speaking strictly from the Clearview storefront perspective, we're there to teach students money management skills, help them develop a working knowledge of business and personal financial literacy, help others apply for business loans, and most importantly to me, open checking accounts. I think that's what we really miss in education. Yeah. Like, by the time people reach adulthood, they don't know how to open a checking account, let alone manage and balance on a monthly basis. Right. Our storefront will also help them secure business loans for the other businesses in BizTown. So it truly is a real world community.
Oh my gosh.
As well as at Clearview, gain specific job skills required for a career in banking or finance, should they so choose.
And dare I say, will there be credit cards involved and how to handle credit card payments and all that type of stuff? Don't go over the limit.
No, this is strictly a banking kind of relationship. We are the full service bank. If there were to be another credit card company out there, it would strictly be a different storefront.
Oh, sure.
So we have the primary and overall banking relationship.
Gotcha.
And we were adamant about having that. We were committed.
Oh, yeah. No doubt. Like I said, you guys are positioned perfectly in there. So what are some of the goals of this partnership? Obviously, this great exposure is going to be phenomenal. So what are some of the other goals that you guys have in mind?
Well, selfishly, Mike, I think exposure is great for us.
Yeah.
Raise awareness in the community, but also raising awareness that we're truly a community partner and we're not doing this just to raise awareness of Clearview. We're there to promote financial literacy, start at an early age, and make sure that our students are financially responsible, or as responsible as you can be in middle school.
Right.
And really, our primary goal is to work closely with Junior Achievement of Western Pennsylvania to provide a first-class, impactful educational laboratory environment that provides real-world experience to as many students as possible every year.
Yeah.
Our commitment to the program is financial, and it is monetary, but it's truly an investment in the lives and in our communities in Southwest Pennsylvania.
Indeed.
And that really is the most important thing and was the driving force to get us into this partnership, Mike.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, the earlier you can learn this type of stuff, the better, especially middle school. I mean, so I think, again, you guys are positioned nicely. So last question here for you. Any advice for other credit unions who may want to do something similar? Because I think this is such a great idea.
Well, the BizTown concept has been very successful around the country, so it's very new to Southwest Pennsylvania. We're extremely excited about being part of BizTown, and especially, of course, being the primary bank, if you will, in BizTown.
Mm-hmm.
As far as advice is concerned, from someone who did teach junior achievement classes in a previous life, I would say, start small, but don't waver in your commitment.
Yeah.
That I mean, volunteer to partner with Junior Achievement or another worthy financial education enterprise and commit your time to our youth. Clearview, we were lucky, we were fortunate to have this opportunity to participate in BizTown, but I believe at the individual credit union level, credit unions can be just as impactful by committing their time to teaching financial literacy in our classrooms.
No doubt. And that's a great message to end on. Ron, thank you so much. Any final words of wisdom here? Anything else to add to wrap up?
Not at this point, Mike. I really appreciate the time with you, and hopefully more interviews in the future.
Yeah, I look forward to revisiting once the town is built out and stuff this fall. It would be kind of cool to shoot some video and some pictures and all that type of stuff and do another interview then, like the grand opening, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, if we got together a year from now, we'd have talking about a great experience.
Perfect. That'd be awesome. All right, Ron, I'll let you get back to work. So thanks again for your time. Appreciate it.
Awesome. Thank you, Mike.
You're welcome.